Okay, today's daf is Trumos daf Samach Beis. Trumos Samach Beis, and we are on the top of Samach Beis. I'm at Aleph, the last couple of lines of Perek HaOchal Truma Shogeg, before we get into the Perek of HaOchal Truma Mezid. So this Perek was all about Inyanim of eating Truma B'Shogeg. The previous Perek, if you remember, was all about issues of Ta'aroves. Perek Hey, so Truma was all about Ta'aroves, mixtures of Truma and Truma Temeya and Chulin and Truma Temeya into Truma Tahora, Machalokos B'Shamayim Beis Hillel, whether that's Batel. But this past Perek was all about the details of what is the halacha. If somebody eats Truma B'Shogeg, we know the halacha is that he has to pay back the Kohen, Karen, and he has to pay back a Chomesh. That is the halacha of eating Truma by accident. Then he has to give Chulin Misukanim. He has to give fruit that could become Truma. Chulin misakanim v'roi lios kodesh, that they could become truma, and we have to treat it with the status of truma, giving it to the kohen, and all the details. We will see the difference between that and eating truma b'mezid. But first, finishing up the last few lines of the Mishnah, the last few lines of the Mishnah that we had was about can one pay with Shvius, right? We have the story of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, Machlokas Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Eliezer, about whether you're allowed to pay mimin, mimishaino mino. Could you give, wine instead of, oil? Right? Did you have to give min b'mino? So Rabbi Eliezer says, no, you do not have to give min b'mino for the payment. And Rabbi Akiva says, yeah, you do. You have to give min ein mishalman el min almino. You have to give of its type. That's what Rabbi Akiva said. And again, the lumdis, is based on the pasuk, right? The word kodesh in the pasuk is referring to what you ate or what you are giving, right? That was the machlokes. But there could be lamdas also. Is the payment supposed to be a real replacement? As we have the question by Gezel we've quoted in the past. Is Gezel compensation or restoration, right? When I pay back the Gezel item, am I just like paying back because I owe him, or I'm kind of trying to restore the past? So that could be also between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer. Do you have to give the exact same food, the exact same fruit? It's Rabbi Akiva. You have to give mino, right? So that might be core. It's more of a restoration. While Rabbi Eliezer, it's more of a compensation. Yeah, it gets the status of truma, but it doesn't have to be exactly parallel. But the Gemara then brought a story with Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara said, not a story, yeah, a halacha. Leficha, Rabbi Akiva says, if somebody ate a kishuin right before Shemitah, and they were edible, and then he asked by accident, truma kishuin, he has to pay back. The problem is, the kishuin right now are inedible, and then it's Shemitah, so he has to pay back eighth year. He has to wait to pay back the kohen. So it's clear from the Mishnah that you can't give back Shemitah kishuin. So why not? So why can't you give back Shemitah kishuin? Now, Gemara doesn't say. The Mishnah just assumes that you can't. So now the Gemara says, is that because the top of Samah Pei Zabat Aleph? Maybe the Gemara thinks this the beginning. Maybe that's because kishuin, if you remember, are vegetables, are in the category of svichin. Lo amar ela kishuin, davar shehu peiros iser. Fine, I understand that you can't give kishuin because kishuin are usher to eat. Remember, we had a machlokas back in Masechta Shvius. These are svichin, items that grow by themselves during Shemitah. And they are planted annually. The Rabbanan, according to what we pass in the Rabbanan, Rabbi Kiva says it's also Daraisa. But maybe it's Rabbi Kiva Lishitaso. Here's Rabbi Kiva. But we say it's also Darabbanan, to eat things that grow. Why? Because the cucumbers will grow by itself. And people say, oh, they grew by itself. But really, the person planted the cucumbers. Apples, there's no issue by trees, because trees grow by themselves every year without my planting anything. Right? Once it's planted once, it grows by itself. Fruit are not included in the Isra of Svichin, if you remember. But all vegetables are included. So, ask the Gemara. Maybe that's why Rabbi Kiva says you can't use the kishuin. Is that the only reason? Because kishuin are svichin and it's usher to eat. Lo amar el kishuin davar shu peiros iser. Aval davar shu peiros heter. What about if they're regular Shemitah produce that you're allowed to eat? Are you allowed to use Shemitah fruit to pay back a Kohen if you ate Truma B'Shogeg? Am I allowed to use Shemitah fruit? And the Gemara answers, no, you can't. Even if the Gemara says not only because of svichin, it's because it's Shemitah fruit. And, lo, you can't. Shim Amar at Kain, because if you say you can, lo nimsa lo kech lo kardom ibidibe shvius. Literally, you could buy an axe with Shemitah produce. Meaning what? This is considered doing business with Peir Shvius. And we had a halakha of lo achla velo l'schora. You can eat Peir Shvius, but you can't do business with Peir Shvius. Paying up my debts is considered doing business with Peir Shvius. So now I owe something to the Kohen. I ate Truma B'Shogeg, I owe him a debt. So if I owe him a debt, I'm going to use Shemitah produce. That's using perishmias to pay up debts, and that's not allowed. And therefore, even if the Shemitah fruit are mutter to eat, you can't use those Shemitah produce. Nothing to do with one Kedusha, Chal, and another Kedusha. How could you make a Truma, right, the Shemitah into Truma? No, nothing to do with that. It's just that it will be an Isser of Poreya Chovo. Poreya Chovo, and that is not allowed. Rav Chaim Kadievsky, Hilkach, Lefra Chovo Lekoen Midemei Shvias, Nami Aser, Shenimsa Oses Chora Bepere Shvias. Fine. The Mefarshim here, Rav Chaim Kadievsky and others, say that this whole discussion must be only according to the Chachamim, who say before that, remember we had in the Mishnah, are you allowed to pay Leket Shikhapeya, Hefker, all of those? Are you allowed to give those for Pere Shvias? That was a Machlokas. First we had a Machlokas in the Mishnah, when you can, and then we had a Machlokas in Yochanan Reish Lakish. What the last sheet of the Chachamim, are they only arguing on the last two, or are they arguing on everything before? So, if you say they're arguing on everything before, meaning the Chachamim say, you're allowed to use Leket Shechapeya, you're allowed to use all of those to pay Perus, to pay your debt, so then here you could get to the first step, because we already said you could use Hefker. So if you could use Hefker, then you get to, well, Shvius is Hefker. According to Rabbi Meir earlier in that Mishnah, you know, that's what you talk about. Rameir says you can't use Peiros Hefker to pay your truma that you ate by accident, so Peiros Shvias or Hefker. So, of course, Peiros Shvias aren't going to be acceptable to use. Right? So that's just the hara of the Rav Chaim Kadievsky, but it's really before him. The Rav Kiv Eger on the Mishnayos. Tosfos Rav Kiv Eger. Rav Kiv Eger, we know, has tshuvas, and he has chidushim, and he also has comments on Mishnayos, and he has the Goyin Hashas on the Gemara. Which they say, he used to chazer 7-8 blot a day, so those were just his little ha'aris as he quickly went through the Goyin Hashas. Look at Tosfos here, look at Tosfos there. Most of his comments are just quoting a makar. He'll quote a Tosfos somewhere else that quotes this Gemara, and he uses different Lashonos. There are studies that have been done. Sometimes he says Sorachian, sometimes he says Sorachian Ksas, sometimes he says Sorachian Gadol, sometimes he says Hashem Yair Einai. Right, all different Lashonos of you know what he means. Okay. But anyway, Rabbi Kibaker here on Mishnayos said makes this comment. He quotes from the Bartanura. The Bartanura says that the problem here of using Shemitah produce is quote is Dami L'Schora. Where did the Bartanura get that from? The Yerushalmi right here, right? The last line of the Perek. Right, you can't use Shemitah produce because you're paying a debt with Shemitah produce. Says Rabbi Kibaker right here. If you say that the Chachamim in the previous Mishnah, right, the end of the previous Mishnah, the Chachamim Matirim Be'elu, we had. And what does Be'elu mean? Are they only arguing on the previous two, Ma'aser Sheni and Hektish, or are you arguing even on earlier in the Mishnah? So if you say that they're only allowing the last two, and everybody agrees you can't use Hefker, so Im Kain, B'lava Achi Yef Shalashali Mishvi Estave Hefker. But according in the Mishnah Torah, we paskin that the Chachamim are going on all of them, and therefore you could pay your debt with Leket Shikapeya, Hefker, all of those. So therefore, it doesn't have to be yours. Mishum hachi hutzruch leminkat hatam. That's why you need the other reason of impor and chov midemei shvius. Right? And then he says, fine. V'yesh la'ayin, and then he just adds, tokishuin shel shvius, belav hachi yef shel ashalim. But then he says, he quotes the Yerushalmi, but it's svichin anyway. So why should it be mutter? Right? But tzarech lomar, deboi litin tam, stistamach tani. The mashma, the yef shel ashalim, apikishuin, shegodluksas kodem shvius. Ooh, v'nigru b'shvius. The Gemara says kishuin are aser, but maybe you would have thought. Remember, we saw svicha is only aser if it grows totally during shvita. If it grew a tiny, tiny drop before shvita, then you don't. It's not included in the year of svicha. Remember, we looked at that picture of the Chazon Ish on the ground, right on Tzom Gedalia of shvita, to see if he saw any little buds, that he would matter the whole field, right? So maybe Rabbi Kiva Eger says the Gemara is assuming that the Mishnah is asering even Kishuin that grew a little bit before Shemitah. So therefore, it's not an issue of Svichin. Right, so that's why we have to have a reason that includes even more. Okay. Hadron Allah Ochel Truma, that takes us through the sixth parak of Shemitah, of Trumas, which is all about eating Truma B'shogeg. We move on to eating Truma B'mezid. So if somebody eats Truma B'mezid, what's the halacha? So Ochel Truma B'mezid, Mishalim es Akeren, Ve'eino Mishalim es Achomesh. You pay the Karen, you gotta pay the principal to the Kohen. Why do you have to pay the principal? because you stole, you damaged something of the Kohen, right? That's language, rasirlio, kedin mazik mamon chavero. Right? If I destroy a Kohen's truma, I have to pay for it. So if I ate his truma on purpose, it's no better than that, and therefore I have to pay. I have to pay the Karen. But ve'ena mishalim is a chomesh. I don't pay the chomesh. I don't have to pay the chomesh. Now, chomesh is only for the shogeg. So one might look at this mishnah and say, that's not fair. If I did it by accident, I have to pay more. If I did it by mazid, I have to pay less. Right? What's called chote niskar. So the Rambam right here, the Pirshei Mishnayos said, yeah, because chomesh is a kapara. And if you did it by mazid, this kapara is not enough for you. It's not enough for you. Says the Rambam, lefisha oncho gadol mi lehiskaper bitashlum. Eating truma by accident, okay, you could get a kapara through paying, through chomesh. But eating truma on purpose, chomesh is not going to help you. You gotta do more than that. Chomesh is not going to help you. Oncho gadol miskaper bitashlum. So this is the sugya of gadol avono minso. Sometimes we're not going to give you the onesh because it's just not going to help. We find that by at least three other places that I can think of. Number one, the Smag. Right, the Smag, the Maharsha quotes this Smag. The Smag is one of the Bali Atosos, or Moshe Mikutzi. He quotes this on the Gemara in the Sanhedrin of Sama Gimel, where the Smag says, explaining the halacha of Molech. Remember the halacha of Molech? Molech is somebody who gives their children to Avodah Zarah, Rachman al-Islam. Machlokas, Rashi, Ramban, whether the children actually die, or they just walk through fire. Right, so that's a machlokes, whether, you know, what happens by the Avodah Zarah. But the Gemara has a very unusual lashon. Right, the Gemara says, besito mizaro lamolech, that's the pasuk, right, when you give from your children to molech, so it says, mizaro velo kolzaro. You get the punishment for molech if you give some of your kids to molech, but if you give all your kids to molech, then you're putter. Then you're putter. If you give some of your kids to molech, then you're gonna be chai. If you give all your kids to molech, so the smag says, gadol avono minso. Right. If you give some of your kids, at least you have some of your children to carry on. But if you give all your kids to Molech, then you're too far gone. Mis is not even going to help you. Mises Bez is not even going to help you. God will have an omen so. That's what the Smag uses. The Kesef Mishnah quotes that Smag. Again, the Smag was Rishon. The Kesef Mishnah was before the Maharsha. Kesef Mishnah was 1500s. Maharsha was 1700s. So the Kesef Mishnah, though, before the Maharsha, quotes the Smag in a totally different context in Ilchas Eidus by Adam Zomerman. So we know Kasher Zomer v'lo Kasher Asa, which is the Lashon that, it's amazing. If you think about it, Kasher v'lo Kasher Asa is not in the Gemara. You think Kasher Zomer v'lo Kasher Asa, that sounds like it should be in the Gemara. No, the wool was pulled over our eyes by Rashi. Rashi has that drasha. Kasher zomer v'lo kasher asa. The Gemara has hargu ein neherugin. That lashon. Hargu, if the edim zomim were successful in killing the guy, then they're not killed. It does not say kasher zomer v'lo kasher asa, and there's a difference between them. Right? Do you include malchus or not? Right? Is it din of misa or is it din of kasher zomim? Okay. But that's a detail on that sugya. But the Kesef Mishnah says, does that make sense? If the Edom were actually successful in killing the guy, then they're putter. If they only tried to kill the guy, then they're chayef. Right? This is against the Tztukim. The Tztukim didn't darshan this. Because the Tztukim, the Gemara says in Makkos, they said, what are you talking about? Kol shekein kasher asa. If they were successful in killing an innocent person, of course. So the Ramban works very hard in Parsha Shoftim to come up with a svara. Kasher zomer v'lo kasher asa. If they were actually successful, it must be that the guy deserved it, because Hashem would never have let it happen to an innocent person, or Hashem would never have let judges who have the shechina with them to make such a mistake. But the Ramban at the last line throws up his hands and says, but what could I do? Gzeres hakasef. Gzeres hakasef, ultimately. But says the Kesef Mishnah, quoting the Smag, gadol avono minso. If you actually try to kill somebody, fine, you can get punished for it. But if you use the legal system, you use the Jewish legal system in order to kill an innocent person, so God will have an omen so. Then we're not going to kill you, because let HaKadosh Baruch Hu deal with you. Right, that's the Kesef Mishnah here in Hilchas Eidus Perek Chaf. Tzorach Levakish Tam. Well, first he discusses the Rambam about Misa versus Malchus. Here it is. V'yefshal lasis tam l'divir rabbeinu. T'lo amrinan kasher zomer v'lo kasher asa, ela hecha t'hargo al piyem. Mishum t'gadol onsha minso. Ein ro'i lasis lohem misas bez, din sh'techaper aleihem. It's not appropriate to give them misa. Ela ro'i l'anicham shi'u nidonin achar misa, ba'onashim no ra'im. Let Hashem deal with him after death. Dugma l'davar, no sin kol zaro la molech,
shehu pater. Mashenke b'cholu, and he continues. Okay, that's the Kesef Mishnah. So the Smag uses this principle by Molech. The Kesef Mishnah uses this principle by Edom Zoamin. And one more, Rabbi Yosef Engel, now in the Achronim, now we're getting into the 1900s, 1800s, 1900s, he uses this principle to explain Ein Onesh Min Adin. Ein Onesh Min Adin, you can't give an Onesh based on a Kal V'Chomer. That's in the Gemara, that's a Machlokas in the Gemara. So let's assume we don't give an Onesh based on a Kal V'Chomer. Why not? Why can't you give an Onesh based on a Kal V'Chomer? So he has four suggestions in Lakhat Tov. Number one, maybe that's the Din, Gzeiras HaKasev, Midehi BaTorah. Midehi BaTorah. Number one. Number two, Kal V'Chomer is based on logic. Who says our logic is correct? We think this is more chomer. Who says it's more chomer? Maybe our kal v'chomer is not correct. Gzeira shava is a mesora. We don't argue with gzeira. We have arguments with gzeira shava, so that's not based on logic. But kal v'chomer, maybe there's a pircha. Number two. Third, he says, it's so chomer, and therefore surely you should get the onesh. Maybe it's so chomer, the onesh is not going to help. God love an omen so. Same svar. And therefore, ein onesh min adin. You're right, it's more chomer. But maybe giving the punishment is not good enough, like Edom Zoman and like Molech. So this principle, but now we have a fourth. We have the Smag by the Molech, we have the Kesef Mishnah by Edom Zoman, we have the Lech HaTov by Ein Onesh Min Adin, and we have the Rambam, Pirush Mishnayos, by eating Truma B'Mezid. Eating Truma B'Mezid does not have to pay Chomesh. Why? Because, you know, it's worth it. We're not going to let you get away with just paying Chomesh for this. So that's one difference. One difference between Eden Shubham Shogging and Eden Shubham Mezid is whether you have to pay a Chomesh. Difference number two. Next line. Tashlumin Chulin. When you pay the Kohen for eating Truma B'Mezid, that does not become Truma. What you give him does not become Truma. Interesting, it says Tashlumin. There is a Rambam that is difficult. The Rambam says, when you pay the Kohen for eating Truma B'Mezid or B'Shogging, you have to give Chulin Mesukanim. You have to give Chulin Mesukanim. And ask the Mishnah Lamelech on the Rambam, Perek Yud Halacha Yud Ches. Who says that? Where does the Rambam get that from? When you eat Truma B'Shogeg, you have to give the Kohen Chulin that become Truma. We just spent the whole Perek talking about that. But where do you see that if you eat Truma B'Mezid? All it says here is that you have to pay. Who says you have to give fruit? Maybe you can give money. Where does the Rambam get that from? So the Mishnah Lamelech quotes Rashi in five places and says, Rashi argues. Rashi says you can give money. Rashi says you give money. So I saw in the back, there's one of the Achronim, Shalom Yerushalayim, who says, maybe the Rambam's not saying you have to give fruit. You can give fruit. You give anything you want. Doesn't sound that way. But the Shalom Yerushalayim tries to make Shalom. Tries to make Shalom in the whole world, not just in Yerushalayim. Right? The Shalom Yerushalayim says that maybe there's no machlokes. He quotes the Rambam, he quotes the Mishnah Lamelech, he says, Acharei Bakashas Mechila, Nir Leniyas Daiti, Devadei Gam HaRambam Sover, to be mazed Eino Bechla, V'Nasan Lakoin Es HaKodesh. To say B'Shogeg, Sivu Lo B'Mezid. The fact that you give Chulin Misukanim, okay, maybe he thinks that you can give that, but you don't have to give that. That's the Shalom Yerushalayim, written by, looking in the front, Rav Nachum Tribetish, the Avbezin of Nicholsburg, the Galilus. Okay, so that is the... So one difference is Chomesh. Another difference is whether you treat it as Truma or Chulin. Maybe there's Machloka, but whether you have to give fruit or not. Next. Imrasa Kohen Limchol, Mochel. Next difference. Right, if the Kohen wants to be Mochel, this payment, he can. Why? Because this is not a payment of Kapara, the Karen. Right, this is a payment that you now owe him. You are Mazik him. So if anybody's Mazik you, you could be Mochel. So here too, you can be mochel. So again, ironic, a little bit, right? If it's b'shogeg, he can't be mochel. But if it's memezid, he can be mochel. Next. Hochel shu memezid. This is like a bavli daf in terms of the amount of sugyas that, the amount of time that we need. But we'll still try to squeeze it in. Hochel shu memezid v'chulu. So we're going to start a conversation now that we're not going to relate to our Mishnah until tomorrow's daf. But Hashem, we're going to start, and if you remember Ksubis, the third parak in the Bavli, it's the same similar conversation. So Taman Tanina, and we have two Mishnahs. Taman Tanina, Elo and Alokin. We have one Mishnah that talks at the third parak of Malkus. Elo and Alokin. These are the Averis that you get Malkus for. And the one of them listed there is, if Rechman al-Islan, somebody is Ba'al Achoso. Somebody has Arayas with his sister, that's an Isser Kares. But most Isur Kares also get Malkus. So Elon Alokin, one of the ones on the list is Isur is Achoso. Ve'ataninan, but we learned in the first Mishnah in the third parak in Ksubis, Elunaris. Elunaris. On the list of Elunaris, Sheish Lehem Knas.
If a person is ma'anis, if a person violates a nara, 12 to 12 and a half, so then he has to pay a knas. And then if she wants him to marry her, then he has to marry her and can never divorce her. So you see knas. And one of the averos on the list is achoso. So we have one Mishnah that says if somebody violates their achoso, they have to pay a knas. So one Mishnah that says if you violate achoso, you have to get malchus. So we know there's a principle. Kim lebe d'amine. No two punishments on one act. So that's the Gemara's question. How could that be? You could already foreshadow it. You can see where this is going. Are you going to get malchus for eating shumah b'mezid? You're going to get malchus for that? If you get malchus for that, do you have to pay? Right? So that's where this is heading. The maskana, again, I hate to give it away, but the maskana is going to be that our Mishnah is talking about a case where didn't get asra. So if he didn't get asra, then he's going to have to pay. But let's leave that for now. I'm not as good as Rashi. Rashi sometimes holds himself back and says, "Bigamor mafarish." Right? The Rashi knows how much information we need right now and how much information we don't need right now. But look, the Mara Fulda and the Bnei Moshe both said it right here. So I'm in good company. So he says, low history, but you should know the Maskana already. Okay, so Gemara asks, we have a Stira, right, where the Mishnah Malkus says, if somebody's Balachoso, Malkus. Mishnah Ksubis Balachoso, payment. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, let's start the Nimas Nisa. So Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakesh. Rabbi Yochanan says, so I'm at two different cases. Im Hisru Boloke, right, the Mishnah Malkus is if you gave, well, you gave Asra. Right, you can't give a punishment without Hasra. So if you give Hasra, then you get Malkus. That's the Mishnah in Malkus. In Lo Hasra B'Mashalim, the Mishnah Ksubis, where there was no Hasra, and therefore he has to pay the Knas. Sabar, Rabbi Yochanan, Meimar. So what do you see from Rabbi Yochanan? When you give Hasra, then there's Malkus. So if you have to choose one of two punishments, Malkus or Mamon, Malkus. So says the Gemara. Sabar Rabbi Yochanan Meimar. Rabbi Yochanan seems to say, "B'makom makas v'tashlumin, where there's a choice of makas v'tashlumin, we flip the girsa, lo kaveina mishalim." Right? Where there's a choice, like in the Mishnah in Makas, we say that was a case where you gave hasra, and therefore you should have two punishments. You only get one punishment. Which one? Malkus. So first question: v'yilke v'yishalim. So why don't you give both punishments? Why don't you give punishments? V'yilke v'yishalim. What's the problem? Kidei Rishaso, one of the two sources in Chazal for the principle of Kimlei Bidrabamine, that we don't give two punishments for one act. Kidei Rishaso, we punish him according to his singular wickedness, and we darshin Risha Achas at the Machayvo via the Machayvo Mishim Shtei Rishayos. Right, you pay him for one wickedness and not for the other. That's one of the two sources for Kimlei. Remember the other source. The other source is Dmei Vlados in Parshas Mishpatim, where if the two men are fighting and by mistake one of them hits a pregnant woman and she loses her babies, so if the mother dies, then you don't have to pay for the babies. But if the mother doesn't die, then you do have to pay for the babies. Right? So if the mother dies, there's no Misa and Mamon. Right? So that's the other source for Kimlei. That's Misa and Mamon, and this is Malkus and Mamon. Right? That's the Chazals pick up on that difference. Okay, so why don't you do both? So, Kimlei. So the Gemara says, okay, so why do you choose the one that you did? V'yishalim v'lo yilke. So why does Rabbi Yochanan say that if you have two, you do Malkus and not money, maybe money? Right? Who says you choose that one? So the Gemara says, it's based on a limud. B'mechai v'yishtei rishayi asakasa medaber. Based on the pasuk of Kedei Rish Aso, we darshin is talking about more than one Risha, right? The Mara Fulda. Midamar Kra Rish Aso, Mashba Sheish Kan Shtei Chiyuvis, Vos. Right? There's two. There's Malkus and Tashlumin. They see that somehow plural. Vihipilo. And then what does it say? It's a case where you're Chayiv too, but the next pasuk says, Vihipilo Ashovit, Vikolafana, Malkus, Kedei Rish Aso, Bemispar. Right? Therefore, you give Malkus, so it's a limud that when you have a choice, it's Malkus and not Mammon. That is all Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, how do you answer the stira between Malkus and Ksubis? Did you give Asra or not? Again, the Mishnah in Malkus, you gave Asra, so you get Malkus. Mishnah Ksubis, no Asra, so you pay Mammon. Fine. Reb Shimon ben Lakish, Amar Reish Lakish says no. Reish Lakish has graphed to give a different answer between the sugyas. Afilu lo hisru bo ena mishalem. Reish Lakish has a chiddush. If it's an avera that could have gotten Malkus, that even if you don't give Asra and you're not giving Malkus, you're still not going to pay. Ena mishalem. Me'acha she'ilu hisru bo hayaloka. Because had you given, so therefore don't tell me that the Mishnah in Ksubis is, oh, well, you didn't give Hasra. If it's an Avera that you would get Malkus for, if you got the Hasra, then you're not going to give Malkus, even in this case. So we're going to have to get into how Reish Lakish answers the Stira. But just one Ha'ara. This Reish Lakish sounds like Tanit Bechizkiah. If you remember Tanit Bechizkiah, in the Bavli, Ksubis Laman Hei, Baba Kama Laman Hei. Tanit Bechizkiah holds that Kimle works even by Chayve Misas Shogigin. Right? If somebody does a Chiv Misa B'Shogig, so then they're not going to have to pay, even though they're not going to get killed. Chayve Misa Shogin. I mean, if you don't get us, you do a Chiv Misa and Mamon, of course, only Misa, we just said, Demei Vladas. But what if it's B'Shogig? You're still not going to pay. Because that's the special thing of Tanit Bechizkiah, which reflects on the lumdis of Kimle. It's not that, oh, you're getting one punishment, so we're not going to give you the other. No, it's about the definition of the action. If the action is an action that's Machayev Misa in a conceptual sense, even if you're not getting Misa right now, you're not going to get Malkus. It's what's called subsuming Maisim, not a subsuming Onesh. So Reish Lakish is applying that to Malkus too. If it's a Misa that's Machayev, you Malkus, even in this situation where you're not going to get the Malkus, you're not going to get Michayev Mamon. So therefore, we're back to the question. The Stira in the Mishnayos. Right? Masnisa, Pligar Rav Shemel Lakish. Isn't the Mishnah against Reish Lakish? Eilin Arash Yeshalem Kanas. Right? The third parak in Ksubis. Right? One of the women who are Chayiv, who a person is Bechayiv Kanas to is Achoso. Achoso is, right? It says you're going to get Kanas. Malkus. It says you're going to pay. But what do you mean? You can get Malkus there. Vilu Hisru Bein Aloke. Right? If you gave Hasratim, you're not going to get Malkus. You're going to get Malkus. So what's Reish Lakish talking about? The Isser of Bia Imachoso would be Chayiv you Malkus, Krisus and Malkus if you did it b'mezen. So how can the Mishnah in Ksubis say you're going to be Chayiv money? So we switch two words. Patar la Rib Shimon ben Lakish Kirby Meir. That Mishnah in Ksubis is like Kirby Meir. The Rib Meir Amar Lokeu Mishalim. Rib Meir says Malkus. Rib Meir says Lokeu Mishalim. Rib Meir holds that in certain cases you'd get two punishments. So the Mishnah is Machlokes Tanoim. Machlokes Tanoim. The Mishnah in Makos, that's according to the Rabbanon, right? You only get one punishment. And therefore, it must be a case where you gave Asra and you only get Malkus. Mishnah in Ksubis is talking about it. Rabbi Meir Shita. Meir says, Lokeo Mishalim. Lokeo Mishalim, that's based on the Rabbanon, beginning of Makos Davdalid. You're going to get two, when he rejects the whole principle of Kimle. No. Rabbi Meir agrees to Kimle if the punishments are from the same pasuk, from the same source. But that's the lashon, if you remember from Rabbi Meir, Daf Dalid, Rabbi Meir says, by Edom Zomamin, you're going to get two, Shelo Hashem HaMevi on Lidei Makos, Mevi on Lidei Tashlumin. If you have two different psukim. Two different psukim, you can get two punishments. Right, so here too, there's two psukim, one in Vayikra, one in Dvarim, about the knas of in Ma'anes, and the Malkus of a ma'anes, right? Two different psukim. Ramir says, then you could get both punishments. Rabbi Shlakish says, that Mishnah in Ksubis is like the Shita of Rabbi Meir. Baiter. Rabbi Yavo B'Shem Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Where does Rabbi Shlakish get this from? Or, where does Rabbi Meir get this from? Mim Motzi Shemra Lamad Rabbi Meir. From the Halacha Motzi Shemra. After a man gets married, he goes to Bezin and says, my wife wasn't a psula. And it ends up, and he maybe even brings Ein Dib, but it ends up he lied. He lied. He made up the whole story. So the Torah tells us three punishments: Malkus, Mamon, and marriage. Right? Assuming it's a punishment, but he has to stay married to her. Right? So the Yisru Oso, which means Malkus, and Va'anshu Oso Mea Kesef. So Motzi Shemra has at least two punishments. Right? So Motzi Shemra Lo Rabbi Meir, Va'anshu Oso Mamon, the Yisru Oso Malkus. So that's Rabbi Meir's source that. If there are two different words, and for sure two different psukim, so then a double punishment. V'rabbanan amrin, what do we say back to that? We don't paskin that. We paskin that way by Motzi Shemra. It's a pasuk. Aye, so, but we paskin Kimle in general. L'chidusho yatza Motzi Shemra. It's a chiddush. Davar shu yotze mechidusho ein lemeid mimenu. You don't learn from it. We've mentioned often, right, the chiddush of Tosfos, Yevamos Dav Zayin, and one other place where Tosfos says that there are a few halachas in Shas that are called Chiddush. Right? Motzi Shemra is called a Chiddush. Edom Zomin is called a Chiddush. Basa B'chalav is called a Chiddush. What does Chiddush mean? Chiddush means, well, I wouldn't have known it without the Torah? That can't be what it means. Half the Torah I wouldn't have known without the Torah. Right? Me'il is not called a chiddush, even though I would not have known it without the Torah. Right? So what? Davar hasoser is a klal. Something that goes against the rule of the Torah, that's called a chiddush. That's a chiddush. So Moti Shemra goes against the rest of the Torah. Why? Two punishments. Edom Zomim goes against two punishments. Why do you trust the first Edom, the second Edom, not the first Edom? What are the Abbasim Echalav? Usually you have two things that are mutter that mix together, don't become Aser. Right? So Chiddush means Dabar HaSoser HaSaklal. So by definition, if a Dabar is Soser HaSaklal, you can't use it as a source to spread to other areas of Halacha. So the Rabbanan say, Moti Shemra is a Chiddush. What, you're going to learn from Moti Shemra to other areas of Halacha? No, that's the point, the definition of a Chiddush. That it's, you can learn from it, because it's a Chiddush. So that's what the Rabbanan say back. Moti Shemra is an exception to the rule. Let me add, says the Gemara. I'll show you Moti Shemra is a Chiddush. After all, usually a person isn't chayv a punishment based on words. V'kan adam chayv b'diburo. Here he is. He's chayv based on words. He's chayv malchus and mal based on words. He just said my wife wasn't a psula. Ukshem shein lemeidim imenu l'davar acher. Just like you don't learn from Moti Shemra to that halacha of being punishment based on words. Kachin lemeidim imenu lola onshim v'lola malchus. And therefore you don't learn from him from that source elsewhere. Maybe we'll end with a question, and that is, this is the only area of halacha that you're chayav for your dibur. What about Edom Zomamin? Aren't you chayav for your dibur there too? Right, so that's a question that maybe we will start with the answer tomorrow as we continue with this sugyas of Kimle B'Derabimine, heavy Bavli type of sugyas here. I shouldn't say, like, I'm comparing the Yerushalmi to the Bavli, but this is heavy stuff here in the seventh parak of Trumas.